Mount Vernon and Monticello are well-known presidential homes. Alongside those well-known names is another home and plantation, not in Virginia, but instead in the Volunteer State. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences, Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
The first home in which President Andrew Jackson lived was thought to be just a log cabin, a notion that has played into the rough-and-tumble storyline of his life. However, as Robbie Jones explains, those characterizations are not entirely true.
We now know that the house he lived in was very nice. It had French wallpaper on the inside. We know from the receipts of the things that they purchased that they had excellent furniture, fine furniture, china, silverware, carpets, and draperies.
But even though that home was very comfortable, there came a time when Jackson needed to move into a mansion more elegant if he wanted to climb the political ladder.
Once he returned from the Battle of New Orleans in 1815, people were already talking about his presidential campaign. People were already talking about, well, you could win Kentucky if you were campaigning this year. Eventually, around 1819, his financial situation got to the point where he could afford to build a more appropriate house. He built a two-story brick farmhouse for, at the time in Nashville area, was very nice.
That is the home that visitors come and see today. Jackson was gone from Hermitage for a majority of the year, but he corresponded much with his wife, Rachel, who helped oversee the plantation's operation. When she died just before Jackson won the presidency, he made sure that she was still close by.
He situated her grave in the garden, which is accessed from his library from that side of the building, so he could actually walk outside the library and be inside the garden and to her gravesite, you know, just in a few steps. He went ahead and designed it with the intent that that would be where he was buried as well, right next to her.
Traveling the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.